Good morning, and welcome to our Saturday briefing on artificial intelligence and K-12 education. I'm Sarah, alongside Eric and Lily. Today, we explore four key developments across classrooms and communities: federal research funding, grade band district guidelines, formal teacher credentialing, and family advocacy in special education meetings. Let's start with federal research. The National Science Foundation has renewed the Engage AI Institute at North Carolina State University with a 5-year, $20 million award. The consortium plans to develop self-improving, interactive narrative systems for K-12 learning, promising greater authoring control for both classroom teachers and their students.
I want to flag what $20 million over 5 years represents here. This funding supports a major research cycle, not proven instructional tools. What it could produce is much-needed empirical evidence about whether and when AI-generated learning experiences actually improve student engagement and academic outcomes.
And that phrase, self-improving, warrants skepticism. Self-improving according to which metrics and measured by whom? Expanding teacher authoring control is a constructive design choice, but district leaders should wait for documented evaluation results before assuming these interactive narratives enhance student learning.
That distinction keeps district procurement grounded. It is foundational research capacity, not an off-the-shelf classroom intervention ready for purchase.
In California, Oceanside Unified School District is rolling out AI by grade band, rather than treating all students identically. For the youngest learners, AI is introduced as a concept rather than a student tool. Middle schoolers use protected, teacher-designed activities, while high schoolers are permitted deeper academic use.
In the intermediate grades, Oceanside is testing specific applications right now. Fifth graders are using an application called Snorkel to explain their math reasoning out loud and receive feedback. Rather than simply generating answers, the tool asks students to articulate their problem-solving steps.
What stands out is how this provides a concrete alternative to blanket bans or unrestricted access. Oceanside is intentionally structuring around age appropriateness, teacher oversight, and explicit attention to academic integrity.
Day-to-day enforcement across schools will test administrators, especially ensuring middle school activities stay genuinely protected. Even so, setting differentiated grade bands gives classroom teachers far more practical guidance than a vague district policy memo.
Clear district policies require prepared educators to implement them, which brings us to teacher training. Newman University in Pennsylvania will launch a fully online 12-credit AI endorsement for certified K-12 teachers starting in summer 2027. The 7-month curriculum covers AI-enhanced learning design, ethics, equity, and school leadership.
This represents an important shift from isolated afternoon workshops towards state-recognized professional credentials. For district leaders, that could soon provide a clearer signal of educator preparation in instructional technology.
State recognition is an upgrade over one-off certificates, but leaders must still examine program quality and classroom evidence. While coursework covering ethics and equity is promising, hiring committees should ask candidates for practical classroom artifacts, not just an endorsement on a resume.
That scrutiny will matter once the first cohort completes the sequence. Since the program opens in summer 2027, this represents long-term capacity building on the horizon, rather than immediate staffing in hand.
Our final story looks at how families are bringing artificial intelligence to the special education conference table. Reporting from EdSurge documents parents using AI tools to prepare for Individualized Education Program, or IEP, meetings. Families are using generative models to translate complex regulatory jargon, draft questions, and suggest specific learning goals.
Special education specialists are issuing an urgent privacy caution. Families should never upload identifiable disability or medical information into commercial tools. Furthermore, specialists stress that AI recommendations require careful human review and transparent discussion during the meeting itself, rather than being treated as authoritative findings.
It is completely understandable why parents turn to these platforms. IEP documents are notoriously complex, and families want to advocate effectively for their children. While data privacy risks are serious and real, school teams must ensure privacy warnings do not discourage parents from asking informed questions.
That shows why district AI guidance cannot stop with staff and students. Special education teams need respectful protocols for parent AI use, establishing clear data boundaries while preserving collaborative family advocacy.
A grounded reminder that technology policy must always serve the people in the building. That wraps up our show. For Eric and Lily, I'm Sarah. Thank you for listening, and have a great week.